Very quiet, man. Where was I? Oh, I was in Paris. I went to a place called the Crazy Horse Saloon. Little French girl saw me there. There's the owner right over there. I'm going to see her. A little French girl saw me. She looked at me. She said, "You're cute." And then she told me, "You're medicamented best lovers." And then she said, "What are you medicamented comedians are the best lovers?" And I walked away. I figured I was too good for her. Who the hell needs that? She's a lovely girl, though. She told me she was a world traveler. Then she told me what her trip cost, and I told her we live in two different worlds. She was a lovely girl. In fact, that night took me to a wild party. I played a new version of Russian roulette. We passed around six girls, and one of them had VD. I don't know. People say to me, "What do you like about a girl that goes legs? Are you a leg man? Are you a breast man? Are you an ass man?" I don't know what I am. I think I must be an ass man, you know? Yeah, people always say to me, "You're an ass man." I'll tell you what's embarrassing. You see a great ass, you follow it, it turns out to be a guy. Am I too fast for this whole table over here? What is it, huh? There's a lot of things I can't figure out. I was in a place the other night, and this place was girls dancing. They were no clothes on, naked. And they wouldn't let me in. I didn't have a tie and a jacket. Oh, yesterday was a beauty. I asked a cab driver, "Where can I get some action?" He took me to my house. There's a lot of things going on around my house. Well, the other night in front of my house, I saw a guy jogging naked. I said to him, "How come?" He said, "Because you came home early." Well, last week I really got stuck. I went to a discount massage parlor. It was self-service. I'll tell you, my sex life had nothing anyway. You kidding? My sex life. My biggest thrill is self-inflicted hickeys. What a sex life. I told a girl from Allstate, "What I want to put in your hands, you'll never sell me insurance." What a sex life. The only reason I get any girls at all is because of who I am, a rapist. I'm not a sexy guy. No, I'm not sexy. Well, this morning when I put on my underwear, I could hear the Fruit of Loom guys giggling. I'm a bad lover. You're kidding? Very bad lover. You know, I caught a Peeping Tom booing me. No, but some guys, they do anything to get girls. I was trying to get girls. Well, I was taking my dog for a walk. Man, I figured some girls say, "Oh, what a cute dog." But before you start talking, you get the girl. Didn't work out. My dog is too smart, you know. He was using me to go to the dogs. No, but dogs are smart, really are. I mean, a guy meets a girl, is not sure if he likes her, takes her out a few times, spends all kinds of money. A dog don't do this. Dog goes out with one smell. "She's for me," knows right away, you know? No, but women have a lot of control, I'll tell you that. You know? I can tell when they go to the ladies' room. You know, a woman never goes and she has to go. She always goes and someone else has to go. I hear them talk. "I don't care. I'll go now, later, whenever you have to go." How do I do that? I have no idea. A lot of women act so classy. They never say, "I'm going to the bathroom." "I have to powder my nose." If that's what her nose is, in a lot of trouble, I'll tell you that. Now, I'll tell you a place you have to control yourself, in a bank, but a lot of banks never see a men's room. They have men's rooms only for the employees. You have to work there to use it. I was at the bank last week. I had to go so bad, I applied for a job. But it's nice when you borrow money from a bank. You know, if you miss a payment, you get notices like, "Have you forgotten us? Perhaps we crossed in the mail," something. You know, you borrow money from a Shylock is different. I was a kid, I bought $100 from a Shylock. I paid him back $20 a week for 5 years. I still owed him $450. Now, how the hell I work out? Now, you do a lot of things. You're coming out of kidney when I'm getting older now. I know I'm getting older. I'm at the age now, to me, shooting up means the enema bag. Shouldn't get old. Now, at my age, I want two girls at once. If I fall asleep, they got each other to talk to. You know when you get old, you get certain signs. I walked past a cemetery, two guys ran after me with shovels. Nah, I don't care about sex anymore. To me, food is exciting. Nah, I tell you what, me, eating has replaced sex completely. In fact, I had a mirror put in over my kitchen table. Oh, the other night I was embarrassed. While I was eating, my kid walked in. I grabbed my napkin, I covered my main dish, you know? Well, my wife had a mirror put in over our bed. Yeah, she told me she likes to watch herself laugh. I don't know. I'll tell you, I'm the kind of guy with me, I'll tell you, certain times I like sex, you know, like after a cigarette. Well, my wife is different. After we have sex, she never wants a cigarette. She says one drag is enough. got to lose some weight, I'll tell you that. I lost some weight, got to lose some weight. And that's a rough one, weight, wasn't it? Every damn day is a battle with weight. I was heavy, though. I was fat, you kidding? I was so fat when I got my shoes shined. I had to take the guy's word for it. You see, these are all known as jokes, what I'm doing here. They're called jokes. You got that straight? Okay, we'll work it out, all right? This guy look at me like I'm a dog act for crying out. Rah, rah. I don't know, I tell you, with me, nothing comes easy, nothing. Well, last week I went to the track, I showed off the opening gun, they killed my horse. I'll tell you my trouble, I got the wrong doctor. You know my doctor, Dr. Vinnie Boombach, that's my doctor. You know the doctor? What a doctor, forget a weird. I saw him last week, I told him, Doc, every day I wake up, I look in the mirror, I want to throw up, what's wrong with me? He said, I don't know, but your eyesight is perfect. I went to my call him, I swallowed a bottle of sleeping pills. He told me to have a few drinks and get some rest. Oh, he's a strange doctor, you know. No matter where it hurts you, he wants to kiss it, make it better. Well, after he checked me for a hernia, I had to change my phone number. He didn't help me lose weight either. He told me to run 5 miles a day for 2 weeks. I called him up, I said, Doc, I'm 70 miles from my house. This table can't multiply either. He got a multiply over here, okay? My dentist, too, that's another one. I told him my teeth were all getting yellow. He told me to wear a brown necktie. Oh, I tell you, I never had any luck with doctors. I found out my proctologist, he used to work for Roto-Rooter. I wish everyone knew what a proctologist was. Be a hell of a joke, you know? You never heard of Roto-Rooter, right? I'll tell you, last week was a rough week. My psychiatrist told me I'm going crazy. I said to him, if you don't mind, I'd like a second opinion. He said, all right, you're ugly too. He told me to lay on the couch face down. You kidding? I know I'm ugly. I stuck my head out the window, got arrested for mooning. I was an ugly kid too. I worked in a pet store. People kept asking how big I'd get. I want you to try to make me a poster boy for birth control. What a childhood I had. My mother never breastfed me. She told me she liked me as a friend. My mother had morning sickness after I was born. My old man, he didn't like my looks either. He carried around a picture of the kid who came with the wallet.